Innisfail. A suspect in a brazen armed hotel robbery in Innisfail last May has now been charged with two others in a major year-long probe involving two crack police investigative teams that resulted in the seizure of more than $325,000 worth of drugs and a large number of firearms. Officers from Alert and RCMP's Central Alberta Crime Reduction Team, CREW, worked seamlessly to identify and target a group criminal actively engaged in robbery and drug trafficking in our province. The abundance of weapons seized further identifies the risk that these individuals pose to our community, said RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkoff. Alert, Alberta Law Enforcement Response Teams, is an agency established by the province in 2006 to combat organized and serious crime. It is tasked to unite 400 municipal police and RCMP officers into teams to investigate everything from drug trafficking to child exploitation to gang violence. In a police media release on October 13, it was reported that Brandon Robertson, 27, was one of the three suspects arrested in late September following a year-long investigation by an organized crime team from Alert and CREW. Robertson is also a suspect in the Innisfail Super 8 robbery that occurred on May 29, 2023, said the media release. Related. Innisfail RCMP searching for suspects in Super 8 armed robbery. Two photos. Last spring RCMP said the robbery occurred at about 4:10 a.m. on May 29 when three male suspects entered the motel, two carrying firearms, and demanded money from the manager. One of the suspects was carrying a sawed-off shotgun. Another had a pistol. The robbers sped away from the scene in a vehicle described as a Chevrolet Duramax truck. There were no reports of any injuries from the armed robbery. The new media release added Robertson was arrested for the robbery-related offenses on June 6. Alert alleges Robertson was also involved in drug trafficking, and despite his arrest, the investigation proceeded and additional suspects were identified. The media release said the latest investigation involved three Red Deer homes that were ultimately searched, and resulted in a large quantity of drugs and firearms being seized. These seizures included Alaska 47 rifle with magazine, three handguns and prohibited magazines, 1,573 grams of fentanyl, 78 grams of methamphetamine, 34 grams of cocaine, 265 grams of a cocaine buffing agent, and 32 oxycodone and morphine pills. The media release said the Alaska 47, which is banned in Canada, was seized from an apartment in Red Deer's Clearview Ridge neighborhood along with various amounts of ammunition. Police said in the media release it is not known yet how the semi-automatic rifle was acquired. Police are still investigating. Meanwhile, one of the handguns seized was confirmed to have been previously stolen in the Vermilion area, said the release. A seizure like this shows the nexus of violence and the drug trade. Taking firearms out of the hands of organized crime prevents anyone from being further victimized and ensures our community remains a safe place, said Alert INSPE. Brad Lundeen. In the meantime, Robertson is charged with possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking, possession of property obtained by crime, numerous firearms offenses, and failure to comply with release conditions. Adrian Lotsaro, 41, is charged with possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking. Nicholas Wales, 26, is charged with possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking, possession of a prohibited firearm, possession of an unauthorized firearm, and possession of an unauthorized device. Robertson remains in custody after his bail was denied. He is scheduled to appear in court on January 5, 2024. Lotsaro and Wales were both released from custody and are scheduled to appear in court on November 30. Citizens who suspect drug or gang activity in their community can call local police or contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477. Police said Crime Stoppers is always anonymous.